There are these subjects, and suffering and grace is one of them, where I think too often we'll have truth, biblical truth, in categories, and what's needed that too often is lacking is that those two things intersect and merge. So we talk about grace, and we have some understanding of grace, and we delight in grace, and we sing about it, amazing grace, but very often we still struggle to, where does grace intersect with our suffering? And what difference does it make? Is there any tangible difference to tapping into God's grace as we go through our suffering? So I want in this hour to bump up this word grace next to suffering to try to get another look at how should this impact the way we go through our suffering? Because I hope this doesn't disturb you. This is not the Christian cable channel. I don't have hair swept back. My wife doesn't have long eyelashes, and we don't drive a Lamborghini. So this is not name it, claim it, blab it, grab it. The King's kids go first class. There's a zone to get in, and you are cancer-free, rebellious child-free, problem-free. News alert, the Bible doesn't teach that. But there's great news. All throughout the scriptures, there's so much truth as to what he has given us as we go through suffering. What should we think? Where are our resources to draw on? He certainly has not left us without recourse, but the whole formula, what is it I'm not doing right to get in that zone to avoid trials and suffering, is not from the scriptures. So let's jump into it. I want to show you three ways that we need to help our counselees to see how the grace of God changes our suffering. Here's the first, number one. The grace of God changes what you